Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. What is the secret to successful aging? Believe it or not, it has nothing to do with your income, being free from illness, or a life free from disappointments. Living a healthy lifestyle, but also maintaining a positive attitude and friendships are just a few ways to age well. September is Healthy Aging Month. The aim is to help people have a more positive outlook about growing older. David Bowie once said, "Aging is an extraordinary process where you become the person you always should have been." So don't let the negative perceptions and stereotypes of aging control how to live your life. What can we do to ensure we age successfully? I'll outline six key elements of aging, whether you're 16 or 65. Number one, find purpose. As we pursue our passions, we feel relaxed, at ease, and motivated. Our passions may change throughout life, but it's important to engage with them on a regular basis. Think about what gets you up in the morning and excites you. How often do you engage in your passions? Is it once a week or only once a year? Volunteering is a great way to build purpose and brings with it a sense of fulfillment. If you're thinking about volunteering, reflect on your skills for ideas about what you might offer to others. Number two, be social. Research indicates our social connections have a powerful effect on our health, both physically and mentally. Whether in person, online, or with a pen and paper, look for ways to connect with those important people in your life. Remember to reach out to those who cannot get out as much. Number three, stay positive. It's easy to fall into a negative spiral of emotions and self-doubt, but that won't help you achieve your purpose. To boost your mood and outlook on life, try surrounding yourself with positive people, practicing positive affirmations each morning, and writing in a gratitude journal at night. Staying optimistic is shown to boost creativity, resilience, and overall well-being. A key to staying positive is to live gratefully each unrepeatable day. Number four, eat well. The foods you choose and eat often can help predict health later in life. And it's never too late to make changes to your eating pattern. Fill up on foods that fuel your body and mind, such as fatty fish, plant proteins, whole grains, and of course, our fruits and vegetables. Number five, be active. As we age, we begin to lose muscle and bone mass. Less muscle means greater weakness and less mobility, while weak bones can lead to fractures. Maintain your muscle and bone mass by staying active and adding resistance exercises to your weekly routine. Daily walks, gardening, and basic household chores can all count toward your physical activity goals. Start small and choose activities you enjoy for long-term success. And number six, challenge yourself. In addition to physical exercise, think of ways you can work out your brain. Challenging your brain to new, interesting, and increasingly difficult tasks helps maintain memory and cognitive function as we age. So why not take up a new hobby or challenge yourself and some friends to a new card game or escape room? The key to aging successfully is all about remaining vital, not about staying young. There are many ways we can add quality to our years and make the most of the precious time we do have. For more ideas on positive aging and activities you can do at home, visit wvik.org/wellness. Thank you for listening. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Planning Center in Moline, assisting men and women with financial wellness and preparation for life's transitions, including retirement planning, college savings, marital changes, and estate planning.